the detector.
Hi. Yes, sir. Ron, I'm going to come over, as you know, to do that little ceremony with the chief of police.
Right.
And I thought probably we'd better go over any questions you have now, because you've got a brief at 3 o'clock, don't you?
Ron, I didn't think I'd brief at 3. I thought I'd let Jerry do it.
I see.
Mm-hmm. I want to stay fairly low-key today, but a development just came up here. I was mulling around in my mind. Jerry Warren got a call from McGill, a president of Columbia University, who's a good personal friend of his.
Mm-hmm.
He indicated that the strong, solid presidents of most of the Ivy League schools are going to issue a statement today at 3 o'clock condemning the bombing of North Vietnam. And my judgment says no comment. My instinct is to attack it, but I just think we're probably better off just no commenting it.
I think so, yeah. Well, they've been doing this before.
Sure they have. I'm not concerned about it, but...
Yeah, what ought to happen? I think the only thing that I would say should happen is that somebody should just say, are they going to condemn the invasion?
Well, Jerry, as a matter of fact, Jerry told me, he said to McGill,
yeah.
He said... you have nothing in there about the violence and destruction that the North Vietnamese...
The invasion. You've got to just use the word invasion.
That's right. The invasion.
Are you condemned the invasion of the South or the North? What did McGill say to that?
Jerry said the only thing you could say is no.
No. That's right.
You know.
Right. I wouldn't be sure. Well, you're... don't be concerned about it.
No, I'm not concerned about it.
You just didn't want to... I don't want the press people to think we're running away from anything.
No, I don't either. But yeah. I think just a cold no comment would be better off than fermenting it.
That's right. There's enough.
We're in a strong enough position.
The boys are doing, you see, with Rogers and Laird,
that's right,
both going on with apparently the boys in the Senate and House are doing reasonably well.
Right.
I just leave her right there.
I think so.
And let these damn Ivy League presidents get out on their limb.
Right.
And
we'll just cold no comment. I'll let Warren do that at 3.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I won't.
But I don't. You don't want to. Don't leave the impression. Leave the impression, Ron, that we're afraid to be briefing at this point. Or you don't think that's it, do you?
No.
With the press. Well, you haven't. Sometimes you don't brief at 3 o'clock too, don't you?
That's right. I'm just going to say I'm in a meeting.
Yeah. That's good.
Particularly because of your 2:45 thing.
Yeah,
that's right.
Sure.
Erickman was out today with a lot of news.
Yeah, now I'll go on at 2:45.
You'll go on at 2:45, and I just don't think I should go out there at 3 o'clock and...
Yeah, be badgered around.
Seek out a new lead.
That's right. And
if you want me to, I will.
No. I'm all for it. My view is I wouldn't even brief them at all, but
right.
You know how I feel about them.
Right.
But I just want you to know I'm not afraid of what you can say. I mean, you can take on them, but I just soon not make any more news today.
Let
it be made downtown. I mean,
sure.
we're out there.
We're in good shape.
60 minutes of other stuff.
That's right.
Now tomorrow they can cover the pandas, and we've got some Catholics coming in, and that'll be all we'll give them tomorrow, too.
Right.
That's enough. Hell, they had a good day yesterday. Christ, they had that damn... They made their $60 with that tennis team, didn't they?
Right, the ping pong team,
yeah.
Yeah, right.
Sure. That table tennis, as they like.
So they were satisfied.
Don't worry about them. We're doing extremely well in Vietnam, let me tell you. We're doing awful well.
We're in a perfect position.
And just tell everybody, to just be very confident.
Right? Yes, sir. That's the posture we're presenting.
I believe the Ivy League. I think the Ivy League presidents are out of step right now. I think they are about a year late. You know.
Right.
What do you think? Well, they've said this before, but I mean they're continuing the same crap. You know. They said they're all going to do this. Well, I don't know whether they ought to be condemned by somebody. That is something.
I'll have to call Chuck and see if he can get something going.
Colson ought to maybe. This is a disgusting or something like that, or, well, I don't know who the hell we can get to say it. Well, Agnew's going to tee off Friday. Maybe he can whip him up a little, him up a little.
I'll talk to Chuck.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
Maybe it's just as well they ignore the bastards. I must say, why stir them up?
I don't know what they get by giving them the target.
It gives them a little more. I just think we pay no attention. We don't consider them any more worth commenting upon or paying attention to than an editorial in the New York Times or the Washington Post.
Sure.
They really aren't relevant. As a matter of fact, if you could get that point across, tell Scully to get that across, or somebody in a in the background, well, we aren't going to comment upon that. We believe that what they say just really isn't relevant anymore.
Right.
They've lost touch with the real situation. I mean, they fail to see what the real target of here, that is, that the responsibility rests with. Okay.
Okay, good.
I think you're right. Good luck.
Okay, sir.